Lots of people consider The Simpsons to be the funniest show on TV. It's not just the great animation and knowing satires of dysfunctional families that make the show so funny. It's the song parodies, like this excerpt from The Simpsons musical comedy version of A Streetcar Named Desire.
Stella! Stella! Can't you hear me, Ella? You're putting me through hell, Stella, Stella!
Now many of The Simpsons song parodies are collected on the new CD, Songs in the Key of Springfield. Guest artists like Tony Bennett and Robert Goulet are featured alongside Bart, Lisa, Homer, and Marge.
Whoever you are, I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
You can always depend on the kindness of strangers who walk up your spirit and shield you from dangers.
Now here's a tip from Bart you won't regret.
My guest is Alf Clausen, who composes and arranges most of the music on The Simpsons. He also was the composer for the TV series Moonlighting, The Donnie and Marie Show, and the Mary Tyler Moore Variety Hour. I asked him how he works with The Simpsons writers who come up with the lyrics.
Very closely. It's a collaborative effort in creating the songs. I'm usually given a set of script pages that contain the lyric. And I'm usually given enough pages in front of the lyric and behind the lyric so that I know what the setup of the scene is supposed to be. And once I'm given the lyric, I'll be in conference with the producers, and I'll get a scan from them as to the pacing of the lyric, what the intent of the scene is, what the ambiance of the song should be. There are times at which the lyric doesn't always match up pacing-wise, line to line to line, and at that point I'll pick up the phone, talk to the producer who wrote the lyric, or if it's a combination of producers, we'll have a conference call, and I'll say, you know, line number 15 has 7 words and line number 3 has 4 words, so what can we do to make those match so that from a song standpoint it's easier for me to create something in a song form. So it's a collaborative effort. They're very cooperative that way. We get the lyrics honed down to where the pacing feels right, and then I proceed to compose a song from there.
Let me move to another track on The Simpsons' Songs in the Key of Springfield CD. And you wrote a theme for the Springfield new show, Eye on Springfield, with Kent Brockman.
Right.
Tell me about writing this theme and what you think of TV themes and news themes that you hear.
I think that my take on TV news themes in general now is that somewhere along the way there has been a god of rock and roll that has reached down and grabbed every news director by the neck and said, our news theme must contain rock and roll, and our news theme must be synthesized, because that's what the public relates to now. It gives us all this excitement, and that's what I tried to reach for in the Eye on Springfield theme. The rock groove plus the electronic synthesized music that everybody's come to know and love.
Well, let's hear your version of this, the Eye on Springfield theme with Kent Brockman.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Infotainment.
What are some of the for real TV themes that you've written over the years?
Well, TV themes has not been my bailiwick, as they say. I co-wrote the theme to the ELF series. And other than that, I have been basically known as an underscore music person, not a theme writer.
And what is underscoring?
Underscoring is all of the music that you hear within the body of the show other than the theme. Underscore music that accompanies dialogue, underscore music that takes us from one scene to another. Underscore music is often feature music that really is designed to complement the mood of a particular scene.
And how much underscoring do you have to do for The Simpsons?
It's quite extensive. On my normal schedule, I have about 30 music cues to write for an episode, and I have about a four-day turnaround for that. And the music is all written for a 35-piece orchestra, so it's pretty intense.
I want to get to another song on the Simpsons CD. And this is actually a parody of a song from Schoolhouse Rock, the song I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill. And this was a song written by Dave Frischberg that does describe how a bill becomes a law. And this is a really clever parody of that by a demagogue, you know, sung in the persona of a demagogue. And Jack Sheldon, who the trumpeter who sang the original version, sings this one as well. Tell us how this one came about.
Well, again, the lyric originated as part of the script, and when I was given the sample that this was supposed to follow, when I heard the original, my first comment was, well, that's Jack Sheldon singing. And the producer said, do you know him? And I said, oh, yes, he's a friend of mine. He's worked for me many times in the past. He worked for me on Moonlighting, playing some of his beautiful, beautiful trumpet solos. He's one of the best jazz trumpet players in the world. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if we could get Jack to sing on our parody as well as the original? And the comment was made of, do you think we'd be able to get him? And I said, sure, let me make the call. I called Jack, and Jack said, I'd be glad to do this. So it really, I think, makes it come that much closer to home and gives the bite that much more significance.
What did you have to do musically to make it not exactly what the original song is? I mean, Dave Frischberg, who wrote the original, probably wasn't going to sue you, but is that the kind of thing you have to worry about?
It's an interesting challenge. By the way, Dave's an old friend of mine. He and I used to play casuals together when I was still playing.
Casuals?
And before he... casuals. You know, weddings, dances, and stuff like that. I was a bass player, he's a piano player, and we played some jobs together before he moved to New York and became a famous songwriter. It's always an interesting challenge to try to walk the line of creating an homage to someone, but not duplicating it note for note. So obviously, I'm always concerned about the fact that what I want to do is original, but nevertheless brings back the ambiance of the selected parody piece. It's tricky, but I think we got it to work.
Well, let's hear the parody of I'm Just a Bill. The parody is called The Amendment Song, and this is from an episode of The Simpsons called The Day the Violence Died.
Hey, who left all this garbage on the steps of Congress?
I'm not garbage. I'm an amendment to be. Yes, an amendment to be. And I'm hoping that they'll ratify me. There's a lot of flag burners who have got too much freedom. I want to make it legal for policemen to beat them, cause there's limits to our liberties. At least I hope and pray that there are, cause those liberal freaks go too far.
But why can't we just make a law against flag burning?
Because that law would be unconstitutional. But if we change the Constitution,
then we can make all sorts of crazy laws.
Now you're catching on.
What the hell is this?
It's one of those campy 70s throwbacks that appeals to Generation Xers.
We need another Vietnam to thin out their ranks a little.
What if people say you're not good enough to be in the Constitution?
Then I'll crush all opposition to me, and I'll make Ted Kennedy pay. If he fights back, I'll say that he's gay.
Amendment, they ratified ya. You're in the U.S. Constitution. Oh, yeah. Doors open, boys.
When you're writing a song parody, are you trying to write it as if it were serious? As if it were really a Broadway show or really a movie theme?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very, very serious about this. And I hearken back to another phrase that an old trumpet player friend of mine told me a long, long time ago. You can't vaudeville vaudeville. Meaning that if something is funny already, if you try to put something funny on top of it, it will dull the issue rather than enhance it. Therefore, not only in creating the songs, but in creating the underscore music for The Simpsons and trying to give credence to the emotional content of what the characters are saying, I'm always extremely serious. And I think what happens is that the listener and observer gets pulled into the situation more effectively once the music is serious, so that when the gag finally comes, the gag then becomes twice as funny.
The characters on The Simpsons have to sing. That is, the actors have to sing in character. Do you have to work with them on their singing voices? It must be hard to sing in character as Homer or to sing in character as Bart.
Well, that would be my reaction, too. I would think that it would be extremely difficult. And yet, Dan and Nancy and all of the other cast voices make it look so easy. And my hat is off to them because I start to write some very, very challenging material for them. The minute I found out that they could sing as well as they do, then the sky was the limit for me as far as being able to write challenging material, knowing that they would rise to the occasion. They probably curse me when they go home at night, but they really do rise to the occasion. They make it look so easy, so it doesn't seem hard to me.
What's an example of that on the new CD?
Oh, boy. I think the track of See My Vest with Mr. Burns is a great example of that, because that particular track goes in and out of tempo and speeds up and slows down, and it's very, very Broadway show-oriented, and I think the performance was absolutely wonderful.
Alf Clausen composes and arranges for The Simpsons. The new Simpsons CD is called Songs in the Key of Springfield,